News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here hosting Right Side Radio. And if you find yourself, by the way, driving outside of that overly broad range of our AM-FM capability on WVNN, which is pretty significant, that means you're pretty much out of North Alabama, out of Southern Tennessee. Nonetheless, you can join the many, many folks we have that listen to our show from all over the place, really all over the nation. We got folks that go to rightsideradio.org and click on Listen Live. And no matter where they is, there we is, and the same can be true for you. So just keep in mind, you can listen to the show no matter where you are. Just tune it in on your smartphone or your device, and we're cruising. All right, folks, listen. Have you seen? And I'm going to stick with this cancel culture thing. Cancel culture being canceled. One of the top stories of my triple dipper for the day. So have you seen the video of this pilot? I think I've discovered now he works for, now that I've said that, hang on, paper. American Eagle Airlines, yep. All right, this pilot who has been flying for many years did a video basically speaking out against vaccine mandates. It has hit over 2 million views in just like the last 48 hours. Copper, you got clip 7. I see you got clip 7 ready. So this one is a little bit longer than usual. This one is right at about a minute 50, but I want you to hear this guy, because when you hear him talk, you'll know what I mean about just speaking up. He didn't go out there and scream. He didn't start throwing things. He didn't use epithets. He didn't get in people's faces. He just calmly and very professionally said, look, here's the deal. Copper, go ahead and play clip 7.
I've been an airline pilot for 18 years, and now I'm facing an ultimatum, not a choice, but an ultimatum. I'm being told in order to continue my career as an airline pilot, I must be vaccinated, which really means I have to choose between putting food on the table for my family and my freedom of choice. Whether you believe in vaccination is the right thing to do or not, the situation goes far beyond health. We, the American people, have fought for freedom for 257 years. We go around the world spreading ideas of freedom and democracy. We help other countries and people fight for their freedoms, while ours are being stripped away. You may think being forced to wear a mask or get a vaccination is insignificant, but when you begin to compile mandate after mandate and loss of freedom after freedom, it becomes very significant. As each thing is taken away, we face what is known as the shifting baseline syndrome. This syndrome changes our idea of a new and acceptable normal. Soon, we will not remember what it was like to have the freedoms we once did. Our children and our grandchildren will experience less freedom, and they won't have the privilege or the pleasure to enjoy the same choices our parents had or that we have. If we give in to these mandates and we do not stand up for our freedom of choice, we dishonor every armed service person over the last 257 years. A disservice to the people who have fought and bled for the very freedoms we enjoy. Whether you believe in vaccination or not, I'm standing up for your freedom of choice. You may support the vaccine mandates because they fall in line with your current beliefs. But if we let this happen now, there will be a day when what you're told to do will not fall in line with your beliefs. If we do not stand together and fight back in one voice, soon we could be told where to live, what job we will do, what religion to believe, and how many children we can have. Do you really want someone telling your children or your grandchildren what, when, and how they will live every minute of their lives? It's time we take a stance. It's time we fight for our freedom of choice while we still can. Join us.
I'm telling you, that's a message right there. And folks, that's just a normal dude, all right? That is not some professional speaker. There's some indications because Newsweek went out and tried to hunt this guy down. Who is this man who dares to speak up? And Newsweek's story that I'm looking at right now, the one that starts off by pointing out the fact that he's got over 2 million views of that video, tries to portray him as a guy who, he owns another business. He does like some kind of online, PR kind of work. So what? You know what? He's just a dude. He's just a guy who just wants to keep his career. And who's saying, by the way, did you hear it? If you believe in vaccine mandates, that's fine. But you're screaming for us to get mandated right now. What happens when that one day it's switched into something you don't believe in? But by then, we've gotten used to mandates because no one chose to say anything. Folks, I'm just telling you, it's like my monologue a minute ago. The cost of nothing can be everything. I got a lot more where that came from, man. I'm going to lay it on thick, buddy. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, listen, I got to tell you real quick about my friends at Otter Creek Farm. You hear their ads playing, but I got to tell you, I go out there myself. Charlene and I were out there just the other night for a wedding. Man, what a beautiful night. Of course, the weather was perfect. It's like 75 degrees. Sunset was beautiful. And then just a gorgeous location to have an event. You know, we had probably over 300 people out there. The food was amazing. But more than anything, the scenery and the location is amazing. But Otter Creek Farm is so much more than that. If you need a place to go have a corporate retreat, a wedding venue, yes, it's all that. The chefs there are just bar none. But then it's also a wing shooting destination. If you like hunting pheasant and quail, that's your site. They got the guides, the guns, the dogs, and you will have an amazing time. Go check them out. OtterCreekFarmstead.com is the website for Otter Creek Farm. And it's my friends Frank and Jane run it, and they do an amazing job. All right, so listen, next story. I'm sticking with this thing right now about cancel culture being canceled. Isn't that fun? I'm enjoying that, by the way, cancel culture being canceled. So Newsweek has got a story, another Newsweek one, and it says right here, working class Americans are standing up for themselves and the left is denouncing them. Well, yeah, but they give an interesting twist here. They point out, so you've heard the thing about Southwest Airlines, right? If you haven't, Southwest Airlines has canceled over 1,000 flights in the last few days. Like, they're in complete disarray. One of the highest percentages of canceled flights in the world right now comes from Southwest Airlines. Not one of, the highest. So here's the deal. There's been a lot of speculation. Is it like one of those things like a sick out, like when you hear about the police having the blue flu? Is this a sick out where pilots are refusing to get vaccinated? Well, you heard that pilot a minute ago. I played his clip. And he's an American Eagle pilot. But Southwest is saying, no, nothing to see here. That's not what's happening. A lot of speculation, actually, that it is. The pilots union is denying it, but the pilots union is also opposed to the vaccine mandates. And they go on here, by the way, to point out that, you know, it's interesting that you would deny it there, Southwest Airlines, because when Amtrak started canceling their trains on Sunday afternoon, they had to say it was due to unforeseen crew issues. So there's a question about whether this is a collective, you know, deal going on. Well, the Newsweek article I'm looking at points out the fact that used to be the left was the one that championed collective action, right? But in this case, the left is saying, no, you do not fit our narrative anymore. We do not like the idea that y'all are banding together to try and get something done. And so the left is denouncing their collective action and then, you know, setting themselves up as elitists and not liking that the common man, the common folk, if you will, in our nation are actually having a voice. But there's been some amazing pieces of this. So cancel culture getting canceled was a fine example of that just in the last few days. Love this. So I'm looking at an article. This one came off of Fox. And Fox has got this article about the University of Chicago professor who was supposed to do a guest lecturing at MIT. All right, this is all highbrow. All right, I couldn't get into any of these. But University of Chicago professor was going to do a guest lecture at MIT, and the lecture was called off amid, you guessed it, outrage from campus activist groups. Well, guess what? Old boy is doing his lecture anyway because Princeton, of all places, Princeton called and said, hey, let's do that. And so literally thousands of students have signed up to be a part of this lecture now, the one that was canceled. That's big doings, y'all. That is huge. But what's interesting, too, is to hear them talk about it. And I got a clip. Copper, you got clip four? I see you got clip four ready. So here's the deal. Clip four is a student talking about the canceled professor, and and why she believes it was so important to go and take a stand and attend this lecture. Go ahead and play clip four, Copper.
An excerpt from the Newsweek editorial that he put out. The words diversity, equity, and inclusion are often supported by well-intentioned people, but their effects are the opposite of noble sentiments. It requires being willing to tell an applicant, I will ignore your merits and qualifications and deny you admission because you belong to the wrong group. We propose an alternative framework called merit, fairness, and equality, whereby the university applicants are treated as individuals and evaluated through a rigorous and unbiased process based on their merit and qualifications alone. I am heartened by this story in a way, but also surprised, Audrey. This is an anomaly, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, but I hope that Professor Abbott's cancellation is one of the last, if not the last. Maybe that's a naive hope, but I'm so heartened by the amazing support he's gotten from all across the country. He has countless supporters here at the University of Chicago and beyond, and I really hope that we Americans can keep showing the woke mob that they're not going to win, that we're going to stand by one another, and we're not going to let intelligent, well-intentioned voices be canceled.
Yeah. Absolutely. Man, good for her. Good for her, student. That's awesome. So that was a student at the University of Chicago who said, this is one of her favorite professors, by the way, she had said that. And she could not believe that because he had simply said in a previous lecture or written piece that he did not agree with the questions of diversity, equity, and inclusion being the standards for education. He believed in merit and fairness and equality. Well, outrage. How dare you? Don't you even. And it's that kind of stuff's got to stop. Well, guess what? So they canceled the lecture at MIT, and Princeton looked around and go, we'll take it. Thousands of students have signed up. That is a prime example of cancel culture getting canceled. All right, MIT, you missed out. Guess what, Princeton? Good on you. But I got a Copper. By the way, I forgot to tell you, Copper, go ahead and get clip three ready and let me know when you got it. But listen, this is all across the board. So that was academia. You know, what kills me, though, is when suddenly they turn on their own. I mean, like literally. Like Dave Chappelle, the comedian, he's not, he speaks truth. He doesn't always speak what I believe in, but he speaks truth. And there's this great clip that I found where comedian Joe Piscopo, is talking about Dave Chappelle, and they even have a little piece from Dave Chappelle on this clip we're about to listen to, and they have to blank out a word, you can imagine. But here's the deal. So the background for this is this. Netflix is apparently doing a Dave Chappelle special, which I may have to watch. But in it, he makes some jokes about the gay and transgender and LGBTQ alphabet culture. Well, that's what comedians do. You joke about stuff that's in the world around you, and people laugh with that uncomfortable laugh, but they laugh. And then we all go on about our way. Oh, no, no. Don't you dare speak out against, those who are into the cancel culture mentality. Listen to what they said about Dave Chappelle with Joe Piscopo. Play clip three, Copper.
In his new Netflix special, he tells some trans jokes and spends a good deal of time answering LGBTQ criticism of his work. He mentions the rapper DaBaby, who was canceled for making offensive gay comments. Watch.
The baby shot and killed a in Walmart. In our country, you can shoot and kill a but you better not hurt a gay person's feelings. Done talking about it. All I ask from your community, with all humility, will you please stop punching down on my people?
Now, that was the end of the show. Now there are calls to cancel Chappelle. A Netflix writer is boycotting the platform over this. Your reaction, Joe, and what effect does all of this have on comedy?
Well, it really sets it back. I mean, I'm more of an entertainer and radio host, Raymond, as you know, these days. Dave Chappelle, and again, I must say, I always love Eddie Murphy's my guy that has been so politically incorrect throughout the years, but has been hysterically funny. And I think guys like Dave Chappelle and Eddie are national treasures. You don't mess with that. Let them say what they want. It's the United States of America. It's freedom of speech. I mean, how many jokes did he make about Italians? How many you make jokes about everything else? Look at Don Rickles. Everybody's out. Just lighten up. It's a joke.
Right.
And Chappelle is brilliant. And you cut him down. And then Eddie, when Eddie was on Saturday Night Live, right? And he started doing Velvet Jones. And they said, what about the Me Too movement? And then they said, and he goes, do you like women? And they go, yeah. And he goes, me too. Right to the camera. Big laugh. No one questioned it. And it would just let it go. It's getting completely out of control, I think, Raymond.
And he's right. It's getting completely out of control. I mean, so cancel culture, though, is being canceled because the folks that helped stage the protest at Netflix trying to get it taken down. It was Netflix staff. All right. Netflix staff were offended that Netflix, their boss, their employer, was going to run this Dave Chappelle special. And Netflix staff tried to oppose it. Those Netflix staff have lost their jobs. There you go. Cancel culture getting canceled. That's amazing. So Netflix said, you know, it's one thing for you to have an opinion. It's another for you to try and sabotage the lineup right here at the place where you work. So you're an at-will employee. Have a good day. And so, folks, there we are. We're looking at situations here now. Like, for instance, the professor getting his lecture canceled. He went down the street to Princeton. Thousands are signing up to see it. Good on them. You got Dave Chappelle speaking and just doing what comedians always do, getting a little edgy, telling some jokes, and then cancel culture. Oh, no. Well, this time, cancel culture got canceled. I saw this one more thing, too, that I'm going to point out before we head to the next break. Representative Dan Crenshaw, and I like Dan Crenshaw, and I Purple Heart, Navy SEAL veteran, he's written a children's book. What? Yes. Got a one-eyed frogman writing a children's book. Representative Dan Crenshaw debuts a children's book warning against cancel culture. So there's a company out there called Brave Books. You may have heard of them. Brave Books is a conservative publisher that seeks to provide what they call conservative alternatives to current cultural activism that children are being taught in schools or in entertainment. And so they provide these children's stories designed to teach traditional values and things like that. And they contacted Dan Crenshaw. And they asked him, would you help us with the book? And he had an active part in developing the storyline for it. It's called Fame, Blame, and the Raft of Shame. And the whole storyline is on a little community where basically anyone who didn't do what they thought should be done got put on the raft of shame and shoved off downstream and all the problems that came about with that. And Crenshaw says, I think conservatives wrongly view cancel culture as a very simple question of being able to say what you want or being silenced, but it's not that simple. He said, I wanted to craft this story to kind of expose the nuances of what we mean by cancel culture. Because in the book, it's a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time. The cracks in the society got bigger and bigger because no one spoke up and said something. And the storyline goes on, and what I really love was the fact that Crenshaw says, there's a whole bunch of lessons to be learned from the Bible, he says. He said, the end portions of the book are replete with activities and exercises for parents and children to examine the lessons of the book, which are reinforced with Bible verses. And he stressed what he said was the importance that faith plays in overcoming cancel culture. Here's his quote. He says, faith is about grace, right? Showing grace even in the face of your enemies. That's also the very clear message of forgiveness. And Christianity, of course, is linked with a sense of grace. So it's easy to use the Bible, and I think necessary to use the Bible as a way to guide our moral actions and how we forge relationships with one another. Good on you, Frogman. Appreciate you writing a kid's book about cancel culture. Well, folks, I'm just telling you, I even had more. I didn't get to everything I had. Cancel culture getting canceled only happens when good people speak up. That's the bottom line. If we don't speak up and say something about it, then they get empowered to do more. And the cracks in our society get bigger and bigger and bigger. All right, listen, I'm going to switch gears on you. Coming back after this next break, going to tell a little story here about some stuff in the news that no one's been talking about and why it's so important we have a free and fair media. Top of the hour, I got a friend, Ray Mellick, the new chief editor at 1819 News, calling in. Be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. By the way, if you miss something, some aspect of the show, or you want to catch it again, like repeat something or send a clip of it to a friend, just go to our website. I keep pointing you to it, rightsideradio.org, and on there you can find the podcasts. Basically, we download the segments. Copper prepares them in roughly 15 to 20 minute segments and sends them, and they get uploaded to our website, and we're having an amazing amount of people that are downloading pieces of that every single day to listen or re-listen to the show or send it to a friend. And so if you're a podcaster, like listen to it while you drive, there it is, rightsideradio.org. Just check it out. So listen, a crazy story. It's a sick story, really. It's sad. Came out of Loudoun County, Virginia. I'm looking at a copy. It came from the Post-Millennial, but the Post-Millennial was repeating a story that was broken by the Daily Wire. Now, keep in mind when I said that, Post-Millennial, Daily Wire. These are not mainstream media sources. They're good sources. I use them quite often. But they're not the mainstream media sources. They're not the ones who you think would have gotten a story like what I'm about to tell you. So Loudoun County, Virginia, has been at the epicenter of wokeness in education. If there have been protests at a school board meeting, there's probably been video in the news report of Loudoun County, Virginia school board meetings. It's everything from critical race theory to masks in school to whether or not they're going to be allowing transgender use of bathrooms, which they have done way, way over the protests of the parents. So Loudoun County, Virginia. Copper, you grew up there?
Not far from there. About 20 minutes from Loudoun County.
No kidding. Wow.
Okay. And at least the public school systems there were very liberal.
Well, this one's very liberal, and their liberalism is causing one young lady to pay dearly. So the parent of a Loudoun County, this is a story, all right, broke last night. The parent of a Loudoun County, Virginia student accused the school district of covering up the sexual assault of their teen daughter that occurred in a gender-neutral bathroom back in May. By the way, the school board denied it. The school board even went forward and passed its gender-neutral policies, saying they had no reports of any issues, knowing full well that this young lady, she was not, by the way, let's go ahead and advance it. It was not sexual assault. She was raped in the bathroom by a guy wearing a skirt. It says, according to the Daily Wire story, that a male student wearing a skirt entered the women's restroom at Stonebridge High School on May 28th and assaulted their ninth grade daughter. When you see pictures of parents being dragged out, one of the pictures you often see is the parent, Scott Smith, because it says right here he became the poster parent for the National School Board Association, who recently protested about parents saying something. The National School Board Association has used his image after his arrest went viral. However, he never got a chance to really speak out and say that the reason why he was speaking out so vehemently was because they were covering up the rape of his daughter in the school restroom. They also say that they kind of hush-hushed it and tried not to, let it become a known thing, but the evidence was overwhelming. They even had to do a rape kit on their daughter, which showed proof positive that she had indeed been raped. And so charges were indeed pressed. In the meantime, the kid was shuffled off to a different school. The perpetrator was shuffled off to a different school where he again assaulted another student. And folks, I'm just telling you, the press is not picking that up. So my storyline now, as we go into the next segment, is on the fact that we need a fair and even investigative reporting, neutral, unbiased press. Because if we don't have a fair and free media in this nation, then how do we know what we're hearing is legit? And there's no reason in the world why the Daily Wire should have been the one to pick up this story. It should have been the mainstream media. And now they can't deny it. Fox even has a story up today. Only because the Daily Wire broke the story, because no one wanted to go and question what's going on in Loudoun County, Virginia, because it defeats their woke narrative. We need a fair and free media. I'll be back with my friend Ray Melick to talk about that very thing in a few minutes. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Be right back.